Can I ask you whether you've got any? I mean, you obviously have got a sense of the reaction to you posing with the front cover. Are you regretting it?
Well, it was a very difficult decision to make. It certainly, I was very hesitant to make that decision. And in hindsight, I certainly would like not to cop all this flack. Mm. But no one can change the past. And the reason I did it was to make it clear that my religion does not condone this type of violence.
Well, you're high profile, certainly in New South Wales. Are you, like I said to you before, though, because of your profile, does that make you a target? Or
look, some people have made very derogatory references to me as a result of this.
Have you had any death threats?
No, not yet. On social networking, they've made some derogatory references to me. I may get some nasty threats in due course. I hope not. I hope people will understand. If I do, this would not be the first time that I've received threats. I've been receiving threats internally and externally for the last 15
sure.
years or so.
But you'd agree that given the what surrounds this magazine now and the symbolism of it, and the fact that, like I said to you, had you ever heard of it? Now the whole world has heard of it. It's a very provocative magazine in some ways as far as the Islamic community is concerned, that's for sure. You're holding up a front cover of it. You must be a little bit concerned.
Of course I'm concerned. I can't say that I'm not concerned, but the message still has to go out there that our religion is a religion that promotes forgiveness. And if some people in our community do not wish to see that, then maybe they should have another closer look at the religious teachings. Maybe read the Quran. Mm-hmm. Remember that every chapter on the Quran except one starts with the words, in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. They have to understand that our religion is a religion that aims to spread compassion and peace on earth and mercy and forbearance and tolerance and all the good qualities and the good attributes of a socially cohesive society.
All right, now an obvious reaction has been that Muslim leaders need to stand up and send a message to the radicals that are doing this to your religion and hijacking your religion for their crimes that they're committing. Can I say you've obviously done that in your way? Do you feel that there are other leaders here in Australia and overseas that could do more?
Overseas, many Muslim leaders have stood up and made very, very strong statements, including the International Union of Islamic Scholars. They've condemned the Paris attack in the strongest terms possible. I do agree that more Muslim leaders around Australia could take the same risk that I've taken and stand up and clearly articulate what our religion is about. Yes, of course, we're offended by any purported depiction of our Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, but we have huge issues at stake here, and these issues are about the core teachings of our religion and the core message of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. That God says in the Holy Quran that Prophet Muhammad was sent as a mercy to all living things. Now, if a person's mission is a mission of mercy, how can you justify killing people for making a caricature of him? Mm. It goes clearly against that particular verse of the Holy Quran, it goes against the teachings of the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him. If somebody's satirizing you, well, you can retaliate in kind. You can do satire against them as well. If somebody's mocking or ridiculing, you have the option of mocking them back or of ignoring them or being forgiving and leave their fate to God.
All right, well, appreciate you talking to us, Kayser, under your circumstances this morning, and I certainly do hope that just for posing with a picture, you don't come to any grief for that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for that. Kayser Tradd there.